Hello, you are watching Dugin's Guideline. The events in Palestine are at the center of the world media attention. The escalation of the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians has reached an unprecedented heat in the recent days. It is important to point out that not only the Israelis are massacring the Palestinians, but the rockets launched by Hamas are also reaching their targets. Israelis are also losing their lives. The flare-up of the Arab-Israeli conflict once again resurrects a whole range of ominous apocalyptic plots. All three world monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, agree that the end of the world will begin with great war in the Holy Land. So the end is closer than ever. The state of Israel itself is, in the eyes of the religious Jews, a state of the end. The fourth diaspora, Galut, which began with Titus' destruction of Jerusalem in 70, after which the Jews were scattered all over the world, ends only in the age of Moshiach. Modern Israel is built, in a sense, on the credit. The Jews, after World War II, strained all their strength to take control of Palestine by hook or by crook. They thought that with their efforts, they were hastening the coming of the delayed Moshiach. Preparing the terrain for his arrival, they created a kind of pre-state. After they seized Jerusalem by force and made it the capital of their state, the last step was to tear down the Al-Aqsa Mosque, sacred to Muslims, and to begin building the Third Temple. According to Jewish tradition, you must first find a red coal and offer it as a ritual sacrifice. But if absolutely necessary, it is possible to interpret what is meant by red in different ways, or even in the spirit of the postmodernism to tint doubtful places. But if Moshiach delays any longer, there could be a fundamental bankruptcy of not just Israel, but of Judaism and the Jewry as a whole. For Muslims, Palestine and Jerusalem, as well as Al-Aqsa Mosque, for whose faith they are justifiably worried, are in the same time the site of thousands of years of habitation and also a holy shrine, third in the significance after Mecca and Medina. Again, Muslims believe that the end of the world will be directly linked to a great religious war in the Middle East, in areas stretching from Syria to Egypt, including all of modern Israel territory. So the Islamic and Arab world, reacting violently today to the escalating violence in Palestine, is driven not only by outrage at the Jewish occupation and the harsh, sometimes clearly racist style of behavior of the Israelis, but also by anticipation of the last battle. Both Shiites and Sunnis are ready for it. As far as the end times are concerned, well, both Islamic major branches agree between themselves, and they both see the solution to the Palestinian problem only in the full and total destruction of Israel as Jewish nation state. For the Christian world, Jerusalem is also sacred, and biblical prophecies as well as the Christian apocalypse, for their part, speak of the last battle of Satan with the army of Archangel Michael, which must take place in the Holy Land. Obviously, in the age of mass materialism, it is common to interpret these stories allegorically as pure metaphors, but those Christians who take scripture seriously cannot help but notice how closely the events of our time resemble the end-time prophecies. Armageddon is located in Israel, and the one whom the Jews regard as Moshiach, in Christian understanding, will be none other than the Antichrist. So for Christian world too, the aggravation in Palestine is a very warning symbol. Skeptics and materialists, of course, will once again explain all that by intrigues of Netanyahu, confused by domestic politics, socio-economic conditions, COVID-19, stock market fluctuations, or oil prices. But those who kill each other in Israel, and those who believe more in the holy writs than in the frivolous commentators and experts who change their views day by day, are clearly interpreting events in a more serious way. The price of the human life is too big to pay for some small and transient things. Getting involved in a tense and times scenario is another matter. The right thing to do is to get involved. This is my directive today. History is coming to denouement, and better to face it.